We go now to another country that's had its share of turmoil in the past year, but where optimism is in greater abundance now. I'm speaking of Mali in West Africa. Last year, a coup d'etat that fed an Islamist uprising in the country's north. Thousands of Malians were displaced and hundreds tortured and killed. The French military went in earlier this year to help the Malian army stop the Islamists. These days, stability seems to be holding. Earlier this month, Malians voted in a new president, Boubacar Keita. So many are looking toward a bit brighter future, but they're still cautious. That includes singer Rokia Traoré.
I've never stopped being optimistic and also hopeful concerning Mali. And yes, I know the situation is still definitely fragile, and it still requires us to be able to understand our part of responsibility in what happened, to be able to avoid the same mistakes in the future. That will be very, very important.
Rokia Traoré was born in Mali, the daughter of a diplomat. She began recording her latest album, Beautiful Africa, when the conflict in northern Mali was at its height. And although she produced a CD in the capital Bamako, far from the fighting, Rokia Traoré says she and her band still felt it.
When there's war in a country, it affects everything. And it was difficult, but we could make it, and that's great. I mean, there was no delay, and we could make everything on time.
Rokia Traoré admits some people, especially here in the West, may think of places like Mali, many countries in Africa, and wonder if they'll ever be stable. But she says the reality of the continent is far different from what's often portrayed in the media. Though, like her father, Traoré wants to be diplomatic.
The title of my album is Beautiful Africa, and I guess this title just push people wondering about what beautiful I think this place, which can be considered like hell here on earth. And it's not, because it is life of everyday of people, beautiful people. So it was important for me to sing it.
The title track from Beautiful Africa by Rokia Traoré, her latest. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great Labor Day weekend. We're back on Monday. Kode ye nimisa, kele ba ine nyonlanja bani, o kode ye nimisa, kele ma nyende.